more music coming from absolutely. The two of you.
First of all, I just want to mention how we met.
Oh, please do.
Part of my work in Detroit is I teach at Oakland University. I'm the flute instructor there. And my studio was next door to this guitar studio. And I kept seeing this Brett guy there teaching. And we'd wave and we'd see each other at Starbucks. And I've always wanted to play the flute and guitar repertoire. Many of you know I have a harp partner, Kirsten Elveen, and we did much work together for several decades. And now I finally found someone who actually can play the guitar repertoire, because it's very difficult. Mm-hmm. Classical guitar is a different different beast. And I keep throwing him piano parts, which he keeps throwing them back. Says, I'm not a pianist. But this next piece is by Libby Larson. She's a UK composer, and she wrote this piece. The other movement is a takeoff on the jazz tune Salt Peanuts, and it's really we can kind of rock it out a little bit. There's a foot stamping, some singing, and Jethro Tull on my part. Real fun to play,
but with better hair.
This one's very reflective, and it's written for also for B flat clarinet and guitar. And unfortunately, we couldn't find the flute part. It's somewhere floating around the halls of Oakland University. So the clarinetist gave us his part, the clarinet part. And I remember that I actually own a flute de more. This flute is slightly larger than the C flute you just heard. And the flute de more was popular in the Romantic era. Some really beautiful things written for it, but very not known that much. So since I didn't want to transpose it, I hauled out the flute in B flat. So we want to share just a little bit of the slow movement from the Libby Larson set, and I'll be playing the flute de more with Brett playing the guitar.
And just to explain, this piece was written for guitar and flute or clarinet. So there were two parts, and the composer, Libby Larson, said, you can play it on either clarinet or flute, and we only had the clarinet part. So,
so you made it work.
That's right.
And we try to pick something that would sound nice if you're driving to work in your car. So,
perfect. Wonderful and eerie.
Isn't it kind of haunting?
Yeah.
I love it. Actually, yesterday I gave a recital at the Schoolcraft College with a pianist, and I played the slow movement of the Brahms clarinet sonata on this instrument, and it was just like, I felt like I had everyone in the palm of my hands. It was just so, you're right, it's kind of eerie, but it's calling to the ear, though, I think.
That's why it's called the Flute of Love.
Exactly, baby.